News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. He'll be back on Monday. We're all looking forward to hearing his voice again and his unique take on the news. In the meantime, I'm here for the next 3 hours, and we've got lots to talk about, including this wild story. This happened in Ontario. There was a couple. They went away in January on business. They were gone out of town for a few months. They come back, and they, as it says here in the news article, got the surprise of a lifetime when they discovered their property had been fraudulently listed and sold by two people impersonating them while they were away on their trip. The police said the two people impersonated the owners of the home, and they were, obviously the police are looking for them right now, but they were able to sell the property, and new homeowners took possession of the property. So imagine coming home and your house hasn't been burgled. Your house has been stolen. To give us some insight on this, let's bring in Mark Mendelson, former Toronto homicide detective and News Talk 1010 crime expert. Mark, how are you tonight?
Happy Friday. Good to you. Good to talk to you, Richard.
Nice to talk to you. So this is a wild story. I don't think that I've ever really heard anything like this before. It involves lots of different elements. There is, I guess, identity theft. There is the theft of the house. Where do you even begin with a story like this?
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to ingenious criminals, I think fraudsters are certainly the most creative of all of them. We've seen it all the way along, from the Bernie Madoffs down to Fred and Wilma Flintstone here that managed to sell this house. But you're right. Can you imagine you go away on a business trip, an extended business trip, and you come home and not only is your house is sold and there's new people living in it. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything more shocking. But it brings up an interesting point as to how these people pulled this off.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you've ever bought or sold a home, I mean, there are a lot of moving parts here. You've got to hire a lawyer. You've got to have an agent. There are banks involved in terms of mortgages. Who knows? Home inspections. And then you've got to deal with the paperwork of closing all these all these transactions, and you got the city to deal with, and or townships or whatever. So the first thing they've done here, obviously, these people, and we don't know if they were living in the house the whole time.
Right.
The true homeowners were away, but somewhere along the way, they got identification that belonged to these people who were the actual owners, because there's no other way you could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in Ontario, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but any lawyer in Ontario that takes on a new client, and it doesn't matter whether it's to close a real estate deal or a will or a criminal matter, the client has to produce photo identification,
right,
and the lawyer has to take a copy of it and keep it in the files. So they've obviously gone that far that they've managed to dupe the real estate lawyer. They've managed to dupe the real estate agent, who probably had open houses in the place too. I mean, it's unbelievable when you think about it. And they managed to pull all this off. Now, at the end of the day, they're going to have some problems in terms of getting out of this, because as we all know, when you sell your house, the funds go into a trust account.
Mm-hmm.
So they're being held by the bank or by the real estate company, whatever, but somebody's got that money. So these people have obviously set up a bank account somewhere to receive those funds once closing took place. We now know who they are. Toronto police are going to be looking for them, but they've got a couple steps ahead of everybody, and they are fraudsters and they're identity thieves, which means that they've probably taken on a whole new persona. Mm-hmm. And a whole new identity somewhere else. They might have moved to another province. We don't know. But there's going to be some serious paper trails down the road that will lead to them eventually. But, it's frightening. And if you think about it, it can happen to anybody, especially now when people, like during COVID and post-COVID, where people have decided that they're going to stay at their cottages for months on end and leave their homes in the city. This is, it's a perfect opportunity. What you need in a case like this is good neighbors that have your phone number, that can call you and say, hey, look, there's a for sale sign on
there. I didn't know you were selling your house. Yeah, you didn't tell me. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what? Three guys in a truck have just pulled up and they're moving everything out of here. So there's all kinds of problems. But like I said earlier, when you get down to it, the fraudsters are the most creative of all the criminals around. Look at the Bernie Madoffs and everybody else down the road. They know how to juggle it and they know how to get the proper identification. And in this digital age, it's not as difficult as one might think, but it's scary for anybody. And, you know, they're going to end up in jail somewhere along the way. There's no question about it. And this is certainly not their first rodeo, Richard.
No, it's too sophisticated, I think, to be the first time around. But how do you stop that? You say good neighbors, that's one thing, I suppose. Mortgage insurance is another. Never leaving your house, maybe that's another way. But what steps can you take to make sure that this doesn't happen?
Well, it's difficult because you're not there to see what's going on. I mean, look, there's one word's going to come out of this from the side of the original homeowners, and that's litigation.
Yeah.
Because you can be sure they're going to be suing everybody that can be sued, from the real estate lawyer to the real estate agent and anybody else in between. Because it's their responsibility as well to do some due diligence on who these clients are. I'm assuming there were open houses. I'm assuming there were people coming in and out of the house. Did they take pictures down from the original owners? I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be done, and you know, it's frightening. What we don't know is if they were living there for a while as well. But you would hope that, you know, again, back to the neighbors again, back to everybody doing their due diligence. I mean, it's difficult to stop these people because every time we pull up a roadblock, they're going to find a way around it.
I would also say, as the homeowner, be careful. Don't announce really that you're leaving town. Don't go on social media and say, hey, we're here for a month in Florida and, you know, suggesting essentially that we've got a big empty house sitting there. Now, I wouldn't expect someone to swoop in, steal my identity and sell the house, but, you know, you could, that's a way to get robbed. And so I think there's a few things like that that you can do to protect yourself in a smaller way.
Oh, Richard, that's a tremendous comment. And I can tell you, I have clients of mine who are quote unquote professional athletes in and around North America. And, you know, and I had one phone me up and say, hey, listen, somebody broke into my house when I was away in the Bahamas. How did anybody know I went on a holiday in the Bahamas? And I said, well, Facebook, Instagram, you announced it. You sent out 40,000 pictures of everything you ate when you were in the islands. So of course, everybody knows you're away. You know what? Not everybody has to know what you're doing all the time. You got to have a little bit of privacy and take, you know, just take some reasonable precautions. Don't announce you're going, when you're going, and when you're returning, because you're just inviting the bad guys into your house.
Yeah, we had a situation like that years ago. My dad owned a store in a small town, and we were taking a holiday. So he threw a sale, and it was something like, you know, the boss is out of town and the staff's gone crazy. Everything's half off or whatever it was, but it announced that he wasn't in town. And while we were gone, a van pulled up to our summer house and methodically took every single thing that was in that house and drove off.
Exactly. You might as well just put up a neon sign saying break in here until, you know, January 17th.
That's right.
You know, you're just setting up an invitation.
Mark,
you got to take your own reasonable precautions.
That's absolutely. Mark, thanks so much for this. I appreciate your insight.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
I will. You too. That was Mark Mendelson, former Toronto homicide detective and News Talk 1010 crime expert, giving some hints on how you can prevent your home and identity from being stolen. But I guess just be ever vigilant. And it seems like a really good idea to get to know your neighbors if you don't already. Stay with me. Lots more to come. We'll be right back.